Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Connie.
Yes, Penny?
I've been thinking.
About what?
Wait, don't move.
Why not?
I'm doing a sketch of you in repose.
Oh, in repose? I'm just sitting here reading.
That qualifies, so don't move.
You were thinking?
About what?
You were about to tell me.
Childish things.
Hmm?
You know that verse we read in 1 Corinthians about putting away childish things?
Uh-huh.
That's what I want to do.
Okay. Well, what brought this on?
Jacques Henri.
What about him?
You know, he wants to do an exhibit of my work at his art gallery.
Yeah, that's good, right?
Yes, but how do I know I can trust him?
Well, has he given you any reason not to trust him?
No, but neither did Dr. Trask, and we all know what happened with that.
Well, not everyone is Dr. Trask.
You know that, but how can I know that?
I guess you have to spend time with the person.
I did that with Dr. Trask.
Get to know him.
And Trask?
Watch how they behave.
Trask?
Be aware of...
Trask? Oh,
how can I answer if you keep doing that?
How can I draw you if you keep wiggling?
Conversations like this make me fidgety.
I don't know why. You're good at knowing whether or not to trust people. You were concerned about Dr. Trask after you went to that first meeting with him. What made you concerned? Where did you get your intuition?
Well, it wasn't so much intuition as, I don't know, time and experience?
But I don't have time, and my experience so far hasn't been very good. I mean, considering I'm named Penny Wise, I am not very wise, I mean. Mm. I suppose I could be Penny, no matter what, but...
Oh, look, I think you're selling yourself short.
Because my name is Penny? That's kind of funny.
No, I mean about how to trust people.
But I need a fast way to learn. I'm meeting Mr. Henri this afternoon to discuss business terms for the exhibit.
Isn't Witt helping you with that?
Yes, but I can't be a naive child all of my life. There must be a crash course I can take in trust.
Well, I don't think there is one.
There has to be, Connie. We live in an age of doing everything quicker. I bet there's an easy answer out there somewhere.
Well, if you find one, let me know.
I will. You'll see.
I doubt it. Hi, Penny.
Body language.
What?
Nonverbal communication.
Yeah, I know what body language is, but I don't understand why you brought it up.
To be smarter about how to trust people. I can read their body language to know what's really going on.
Oh.
For example, when I first came in, you were leaning on the counter, which indicated a sense of relaxation and comfort.
Actually, I was reaching for that napkin dispenser.
And just now, when I started talking about body language, you folded your arms across your chest, indicating doubt or skepticism.
Well, that part is right.
I found my answer.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Connie, would you happen to know... Oh, greetings, Miss Wise.
Hi, Eugene.
Penny was just telling me about body language.
Oh, kinesics. A fascinating concept. Connie, I'm looking for the clipboard that was hanging next to the main freezer. It has my tally of median temperatures.
Second zone.
Beg your pardon?
You're standing in the second zone. Zones are the distances people use when talking to other people.
Oh.
You're standing about an arm's length away from Connie, which means you're comfortable with her as a friend. The second zone.
I see. You understand, of course, the so-called body language isn't always reliable.
Ooh, hands on hips. Defiant.
I'm not being defiant. I'm merely stating that...
You're pointing your forefinger at me now. That's aggression.
And if I clasp my hands behind my back, you'll say I'm being elusive.
Well, aren't you?
No. Now I'm not entirely sure how to stand or what to do while you're busy analyzing my every move. Connie, the clipboard?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, well, thank you.
Zone 3. Zone 4! Oh, and look, he turned his back on us.
Well, that's what happens when people leave. Penny, I'm not sure this is the best way to go about it.
Well, true, you can't evaluate a person by body language alone. There are a lot of other factors to consider.
Like what?
I haven't made it to that part of the book yet.
Book?
It's called Don't Get Fooled Again, 10 Steps to Keeping Your Advantage by Reading People.
Oh, you're joking.
No, if I were joking, I would hold my arms like this, or like that.
Oh.
I can't wait to see what Wooten has to say about all of this.
Wooten?
Yes, I'm meeting him for lunch at Hal's Diner.
Oh. Penny, please be careful.
I'm being very careful. That's why I'm reading the book. Bye.
Bye. Oh, boy.
Hi, Penny.
Wooten. They're serving vegetarian pot roast today.
Oh, I love their vegetarian pot roast, especially when it has a hamburger on the side.
Let's sit down.
Oh, sure, thanks.
Okay, let's see.
Let's see what?
You're sitting across from me.
Yep, there's no point denying it since I am. Or maybe you're sitting across from me.
You're leaning forward, elbows on the table.
Are you doing a play-by-play for somebody? Are we on one of those hidden camera shows? I would have worn my blue shirt if I'd known. All the experts say that a white shirt on camera is a huge mistake.
All right, now you're in zone 2.
No. My poster route's actually in zone 7.
I'm talking about body language.
Really? Well, shouldn't we just use body language if we're going to talk about body language?
See, I want to know how to trust people.
Uh-huh.
And body language is a good indicator. And according to the book, so is tone of voice.
Oh, well, which tone of voice is the most trustworthy? High up here, or middle over here, or low down here?
It depends. Oh, and expressions and eye contact are important, too. And right now, you're leaning towards me with a half smile and consistent eye contact.
And what does that mean?
You're comfortable.
Uh-huh.
You're thinking positively about being here with me.
Oh, well, I could have just told you that.
You just did. It's amazing what we communicate without trying to. For example, if I was that person sitting over there watching us, I could tell what was going on.
Oh, and what would the you sitting over there watching us think we were doing over here?
Well, I'd look at your posture and gestures and facial expressions and think we were really good friends.
Oh.
Or probably in love.
Oh.
Or married.
Ooh.
Or both.
Oh, well, is that what you think?
Not me sitting here, but the hypothetical me sitting over there.
Oh, yeah, her.
But suddenly you've leaned back. Now that communicates distance.
You know, I ought to look at the menu, Penny, which I can't do if I'm leaning on it.
Now you've lifted the menu, so I can only see part of your face. You're hiding something.
Oh, the chicken salad looks good.
Your tone has changed. Defensive.
The spaghetti is an option.
Now you're fiddling your fingers. Anxious.
Well, choosing between salad or pasta is always a source of anxiety for me.
I'm not sure at all about your intentions now.
My intentions? What about them?
I don't know. I haven't read that chapter yet. But you keep averting your gaze from me.
I am? Okay, how's this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really creepy.
I'm going to go back to my menu now.
Now you're hiding completely. You know, according to the book, I shouldn't trust you.
You shouldn't?
No, your body language, your eye movements, gestures, they're screaming not to trust you.
But.
Stammering isn't good either. Compressed lips, tense jaw. This is bad, Wooten. I don't know what happened, Connie. How did Wooten go from being a friend to being someone I can't trust?
Penny, you know you can trust Wooten.
Do I? His body language was loud and clear.
Well, maybe you misheard it.
When lunch came, he hardly ate. He shuffled his food around and his posture said, I don't want to be here. Why? Unless he had something to hide. And how can I trust someone who's hiding things?
What would Wooten have to hide?
That's the mystery. One minute, his body language told me he was at ease and that he liked being with me. And the next minute, he was fidgety and distant, and his eyes were averted.
Okay, what happened in between those 2 minutes?
Nothing. I even said that to a casual observer. We might look like a couple in love or something like that, and then everything changed.
Really? Wooten was uncomfortable about that?
I suppose so. although I don't know why.
Is it possible that you're putting so much emphasis on reading body language that you're missing the obvious?
Oh, no. I'm getting really good at it.
I'm sure. Penny, I know you're doing all of this because of your meeting with Jacques-Henri, but I think you need
to... My meeting with Jacques-Henri! What time is it?
Now or your meeting?
No, now.
Almost 3?
Oh, which happens to be the same time as my meeting.
Oh, yeah. Witt said he was going to the gallery 15 minutes ago.
Oh, I'm going to be late.
But Penny...
I'll let you know how it turns out.
Psst. Hmm? Connie.
What?
Is she gone?
Yes.
Ah, finally. Now, maybe I can get some work done around here. I have to update the software on the cash register.
You mean you were waiting for Penny to leave?
Well, yes. I can't face her while she's interpreting my every move and gesture. It's unnerving. I'm afraid that I might lift my eyebrow the wrong way or flare my nostrils inappropriately.
Just hearing about your nostrils is inappropriate.
Frankly, I believe Penny's body language obsession is going to lead to trouble.
I hope she doesn't blow it with Mr. Henri.
Please, sit down, Monsieur, Huit.
Thank you, Jacques.
It is good of you to help your friend Pennywise. You are here to act as her business advisor, no?
No. I mean, yes. I mean, she asked me to sit in to make sure everything is as it should be.
She does not trust me?
Well, she doesn't know you very well. I think her previous experiences have made her wary.
Understandable. Oh, la vache.
What's wrong?
The new contact lenses, they don't fit properly, and they keep slipping in my eyes. How do you Americans put it? Hurt like Charles Dickens.
Close enough.
I will deal with them after this meeting, if your friend Penny plans to come.
Well, I'm sure she'll be here. She's very excited about the exhibit.
As am I. Her work is, how do you say, magnifique?
That's how I'd say it.
I'm here. Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Henri and Mr. Whitaker.
No need to apologize. It is the prerogative of true artists to live on their own time schedules. Sit down, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, I love the way you talk. Don't you love the way he talks, Mr. Whitaker?
Oui.
Huh?
To business, then. I have made out the agreement for your exhibit here at my humble art gallery. The terms are very straightforward. Please, take your time in looking it over.
Are you uncomfortable, Mr. Henri?
Pardon?
I'm sensing that something is wrong.
Oh, only a slight discomfort. About the agreement...
But you're touching your face, which some believe is a telltale sign that things aren't as they should be.
Oh, touching my face? It's just a slight itch. Dry skin. I get it from my mother's side of the family.
Penny,
And the blinking? Huh? Rapid blinking is a well-known indicator.
Blinking. Yes, it is my eyes, you see.
Well, I don't think we can blink with other parts of our bodies.
What?
Penny, is everything all right?
No, I'm afraid it isn't. I'm sorry, but I can't accept your agreement, Mr. Henri.
But you have not looked at it.
I don't have to. I've looked at you, and I know that I can't sign whatever you've written. Thanks all the same. I'm sorry to waste your time. Bon voyage, or a river.
Penny! Penny!
I have known my share of temperamental artists, and she is certainly one of them.
If you'll excuse me, Jacques, I'll try to find out what's going on.
By all means, Huit. And while you do that, I will take these contacts out of my eyes. Miss Martindale, bring me a wire brush.
Psst, Connie.
Wooten?
Shh. Is she here?
Who, Penny? Mm. No, she's at the meeting with Jacques-Henri. Why are you creeping around?
Oh, I'm afraid Penny will read my body language.
Oh, then you should hide in the back with Eugene. She told me that lunch didn't go very well.
Well, how could it? She was making me confess without saying a word.
Confess what?
My, you know, feelings.
What about your feelings?
What about them? You know, that's a very good question. What about them?
Uh-huh. What about them?
I'm glad you asked. Things are a little confused. I don't honestly know what our relationship is supposed to be.
Well, what would you like it to be?
No, the real question is, what would Penny like it to be?
Well, have you asked her?
What, like you mean out loud?
Unless you want to do it with your body language, but considering how it went at lunch...
Well, talking about these things directly isn't a good idea.
Why not?
Well, it's awkward and it's embarrassing and it's risky.
Risky? As in, what if she doesn't feel the same way about you as you do about her?
You did not hear that from me.
Well, you like each other a lot. That's clear to anyone who sees you together.
Well, yeah, but there's liking each other a lot and liking each other a lot more than just a lot.
And you're afraid that one of you is in one category and the other is in the other category?
Something like that.
Who's in which one?
I'm afraid to say.
Well, I understand.
And while she's in this time when she's not sure about her life...
Or who to trust.
The last thing she needs is a confused relationship. Well, you know, the last thing she needs is probably something like rabies or a tax audit, but you know what I mean.
Got it. So, what are you going to do with all these confused feelings while Penny figures things out?
I'm going to wait and silence my body language.
How are you going to do that?
Well, I'm thinking of wearing a spacesuit whenever I'm around her.
It could get hot. Connie!
I haven't had time to change!
You're back from the meeting already? That was fast.
It was fast because I knew right away that I couldn't trust Mr. Henri.
I've had my suspicions about him, too. That French accent, for starters. It reminds me of a fake fur trapper I knew in Alaska.
Wait a minute. Penny, why did you decide you couldn't trust him?
His body language.
Oh, no.
It was like Morse code. His eyes kept blinking. Don't trust me. Don't trust me. They kept saying it over and over again.
Note to self, buy sunglasses.
Hey, wasn't Witt at this meeting?
Yes, and frankly, Connie, I expected Mr. Whitaker to be more astute about these things.
Penny, there you are. I hoped you'd be here. What just happened with Mr. Henri?
I thought it was obvious.
Not to me.
You saw the blinking.
Blinking?
It's body language, Witt. Blinking means deception.
That's right. And I have a book you can read if you're interested.
Penny, Mr. Henri was blinking because his contact lenses didn't fit properly.
Well, Connie, have you seen the... I'll come back later.
Wait, Eugene! Get back over here. We need to sort this out. Huh?
Contact lenses?
No, I wear spectacles.
I'm buying sunglasses.
So you walked out because he was blinking?
Not that there's anything wrong with blinking, but it is an indicator of deception.
Or bad contact lenses.
Penny, this is what I've been trying to tell you.
That she needs new contact lenses?
No. Look, the way you're reading people's body language isn't... Well, it isn't quite right.
It isn't?
Like, take Eugene and Wooten. They're afraid to be seen by you out of fear that you'll misread their expressions and gestures.
They are?
Isn't that right, Eugene?
The word fear may be extreme. Anxious, nervous, disconcerted, discomforted, annoyed, vexed. Any of those are better words.
Whatever. Wooten?
No, I think fear sounds perfect.
Okay.
May I ask what this is all about?
Penny?
I wanted to know who I could trust and who I couldn't, so I read a book about body language and tone and gestures and... Oh, dear, I've made a huge mess out of things, haven't I?
Well, it's a mistake any of us could have made.
Yeah, you should have seen the trouble I got into with a hand-sawn dowel after reading that book about carpentry.
So, this is about trust.
Actually, it's about growing up. Hmm. I wanted to be wiser and more mature about the people I deal with, so I'll know who to trust, you know, put away childish things and all of that.
But that's what I tried to explain, but didn't do it very well. You don't get maturity and wisdom by following a checklist. It's not a paint-by-number process.
That's good, because I don't like paint-by-number works.
Things like wisdom and knowing who to trust come from knowledge and experience, and discernment, and because you're a Christian, help from the Holy Spirit.
Well said, Connie.
Yes, and your body language spoke volumes, too.
Then, can I assume that you're all right to do the exhibit at Jacques Henri's gallery?
Do you trust him, Witt?
I wouldn't have introduced you if I didn't.
Well, then that's good enough for me, if he still wants to do the exhibit. I hope I didn't offend him too much.
How offended could he be?
How dare you to come back to me like this?
I'm really sorry.
It was a misunderstanding.
Please allow me to finish. How dare you to come back to me like this without allowing me the chance to grovel for your work?
Did you say grovel?
Yes, grovel. This is a great art gallery tradition. The artist throws a little sneet and marches out, and the art gallery owner, moi, grovels a bit for the honor to show her work. You really must learn about these things.
All right, I will.
Excellent. Then you will sign the agreement and we will make your exhibition a great event. It will be, what do you Americans say, fantastic?
Fantastic.
Hi there. You're Pennywise, ain't you?
I am.
I love your work, especially that one. What's it called?
Oh, I call it Blue.
Is that so? Interesting. But I don't detect any blue in it.
I know. It's the one color I left out, which is why I call it Blue.
Brilliant! I must have it! Jacques! Don't let anybody touch that painting!
Well, it looks like you've had a good turnout.
Yeah. It's so exciting. Thank you for coming and for persuading everyone else to come.
I didn't persuade them.
You must have. After I offended everyone with my body language analysis.
No one was offended by that.
Then why has Eugene been avoiding me all night?
Well, okay, maybe Eugene. He's a little slow to get over things. Oh, there's Jack and Joanne. I want to say hello.
Bye.
Well, Penny, I am really impressed.
Do you like the exhibit?
Oh, sure. It's great, but I'm really impressed that they're serving puffed cheese balls at such a fancy event. How'd you get them to do that?
I put it in my contract. I didn't think you'd come otherwise.
Oh, you know that's not true.
Let me read your body language to be sure.
I'm gonna go hide in the cloak closet now.
Oh, Wooten, I'm sorry if I upset you at our lunch.
Upset? Did I seem upset?
Yes. I know it's because I made you nervous.
Boy, it might have been the vegetarian pot roast.
But I still have a nagging suspicion that you're not telling me something.
Ooh, who, me? Not telling something? Oh, I really don't know what you're alluding to. Oh, isn't that whipped pink ice cream on top of the berry punch in the bowl?
Uh-huh.
Well, allow me to get you a glass.
Oh, thank you.
I'll be back in a jiffy or some other form of time measurement that doesn't involve popcorn.
Wooten, be my friend forever, okay?
Oh, yeah, of course, Penny. I'll always be your friend.
Thank you.
Penny, you must go quickly. There is a debate about your rural American Gothic painting.
A debate?
Is that a chicken or a rooster next to the water pump? A very wealthy patron wants to know.
Oh, well, I better rush over immediately.
Merci.
If you say so.
Jacques, it's going well.
Yes, sweet, it is. I have high hopes for Penny as an up-and-coming artistic talent, though she has much to learn. She is a child in so many ways.
That's true, and I hope she doesn't lose that quality completely.
All true artists remain children at heart, but she is far too pleasant. I may ask her to have an artistic temper tantrum in, about 15 minutes. That will increase sales.
Do you think so?
Absolutely. Why do you think Van Gogh cut off his ear? Oh, pardon moi. Madame, do not touch the art!
Whit!
What?
Come look at this. Did you see Penny's graphic design in the corner? She put it up last night.
No, I didn't.
Look!
That's very nice. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became mature, I put away childish things. I wonder how much it is.
$250.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll just read it in my Bible.
You know what? I think Penny's gonna be all right.
With you as her roommate, I have no doubt.
Did Penny's graphic design sound familiar to you? I hope so, because it's from 1 Corinthians 13:11, which talks about putting away childish things in order to grow up and learn to be mature. But just like Penny learned, there's no shortcut to maturity. We grow as we allow God to work in our lives and our hearts, seeing all our experiences as opportunities to mature, listening to the godly people around us while being careful with those who might lead us astray. And of course, we need to live every moment according to God's word, trusting that God will give us the maturity and wisdom we need at every stage of our lives. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Childish Things was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Nathan Jones. Our cast included Kimmy Robertson as Penny, Katie Lee as Connie, Jess Harnell as Wooten, and Andre Stoika as Wit, along with Dan Hagen and Will Ryan. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.